Governor Tony Evers says the state's contract with Foxconn should be renegotiated after the electronics manufacturer switched gears on its proposed plant in the suburban Milwaukee area. The Taiwan-based company announced earlier this year that it was revising its plans for the Mount Pleasant facility and would build smaller television screens, as opposed to its original plan to build large panel displays. Governor Evers says the company's decision to have a smaller footprint likely means Foxconn will fall short of the promised 13,000 jobs it was supposed to create.
Clearly, the deal that was struck is no longer in play, and so we will be working with individuals at Foxconn and, of course, with WEDC to figure out how a new set of parameters should be negotiated.
Not surprisingly, Republicans at the state capitol have pushed back on the governor's statement. Laura White is the state capitol reporter for Wisconsin Public Radio News. Laura, welcome back to Central Time.
Thanks for having me, Judith.
So how would you assess the mood and temperature at the capitol over this news?
Well, I think it's safe to say that it's a pretty contentious mood right now. Republican leaders really aren't happy with Governor Evers for these comments. They say that he's undermining the Foxconn deal, that this is something that they've been worried about him doing from day one, that it sort of sends a bad message to potential investors that, you know, might be doing things surrounding the Foxconn deal as it kind of, you know, ramps up and gets off the ground in southeastern Wisconsin. They're certainly not sending signals that they're willing to go down this path that the governor kind of set up yesterday.
And talking to reporters, Governor Evers said that the circumstances surrounding the deal have changed. Here's what he said.
The present contract deals with a situation that no longer exists. So it's our goal to make sure that the taxpayers are protected and environmental standards are protected. And we believe that we need to take a look at that contract and see if it needs to be downsized as a result.
Laurel, from the governor and his administration's perspective, what are they taking issue with Foxconn's potential change in plans and the resulting job growth?
So basically what's happening with Foxconn is that they have, they've confirmed that they are downsizing the facility that they are going to construct in southeastern Wisconsin. So this original contract that was negotiated when Governor Walker was still in office, of course, was for what they call a Generation 10 facility. Foxconn has confirmed that they will be not moving forward with that facility, but rather building a Generation 6 facility. The difference there is that they won't be building these large screen panels as originally anticipated. They're going to be doing kind of smaller screens. There are a whole number of supply chain reasons for that, but the bottom line is the facility is going to be producing a smaller product, and the Evers administration says, you know, the product line has changed, the size of the facility, the type of the facility has changed, and that should, you know, necessitate kind of a revisiting of this original contract because, you know, as we heard him say in the soundbite, it's not the same deal that was struck before. So he just wants to take another look at things.
Has Governor Evers given any specifics on what points of this agreement he would like to see renegotiated?
He hasn't. Reporters asked him that yesterday. You know, Governor, what would you be looking to renegotiate here? He didn't have any, specific ideas there. He said it was premature to talk about that, but he did say that he just wants to make sure that the public is aware of what's going on and that there are protections that are sufficient for taxpayers and for the environment as the company moves forward.
We're talking with WPR's state capitol reporter Laurel White about Governor Evers' announcement that he wants to pursue renegotiating the contract with Foxconn. And Assembly Speaker Robin Voss said WEDIC negotiated an ironclad contract. Laurel, is that accurate? And if it is, does it mean there's not much room to negotiate?
Well, you know, this was something that came up a lot during the gubernatorial campaign. There were different views from different Democratic candidates over how ironclad the contract with Foxconn is. Some of the Democratic candidates said that the state could back out of the deal entirely. Others said it could be renegotiated. Interestingly, Governor Evers, though he was critical of the Foxconn deal during his campaign, wasn't pushing for that renegotiation, until just this week, in light of these supply product changes. So it's interesting to see kind of how he's evolved on that. I think clearly a renegotiation would require buy-in from the board of the Wisconsin Economic Development Corporation. Assembly Speaker Voss has said he thinks it's very, very, very unlikely that the board of that corporation would sign on to any sort of changes to the deal, because there's a perception from Republican leaders that do have the majority of appointments on that board right now that any changes would weaken the deal.
Laurel, has there been any response from Foxconn in relation to this statement by Governor Evers?
Mm-hmm. So Foxconn put out a statement this morning. It said that the company remains committed to its contract with the state of Wisconsin. They pointed out that they've been in continual contact with Governor Evers' administration and the Wisconsin Economic Development Corporation. They said that they are, quote, open to further consultation, collaboration, and new ideas. So it seems like, they kind of want to keep that line of communication open, at least in this, public official statement.
It would seem that anything on this scale might need to be tweaked as it goes along. Have you gotten any sense of whether this is really that surprising a position to stake out?
Well, that's really something that a lot of folks have pointed out as Foxconn has gone through these changes. The first reports came in January that Foxconn might be changing the type of facility that it was building in Wisconsin. There was first kind of the murmurings that they wouldn't be making these large screens. Then there were some reports that they weren't going to be making screens at all. Then we've come back to, which the company has confirmed, these smaller screens. So as those kind of developments have occurred, people have pointed out this is the way business works. The market changes. There were those supply chain issues about getting the large panes of glass to Wisconsin as would be necessary for manufacturing. So for a lot of folks, they say, this is to be expected. This is how things work, and there needs to be kind of an inherent flexibility on all parties involved as things move forward.
Senate Majority Leader Scott Fitzgerald said in a statement that this move on the part of Governor Evers confirms Republicans' belief that the governor wants to undermine the Wisconsin Economic Development Corporation. And is this, where do the Republicans fall? Would they rather be right, or would they rather see the Foxconn deal go through as is?
They definitely want to keep the Foxconn deal as is. I think the statements from Senator Fitzgerald and Speaker Voss are pretty clear that they think the deal is a good one. They think it has sufficient protections for taxpayers, and that any sort of going in and fiddling around with the contract as it is written and as it was agreed upon would just weaken it and send the wrong message, frankly, to the various stakeholders and sort of onlookers. They've talked not only about the businesses that might interact with Foxconn in some way, but also other companies that might consider moving to Wisconsin and engaging in this sort of conversation about economic incentives and development. They said, if we renege on this deal, what kind of message does that send to other companies that might want to come here in the future?
Well, Laurel, thanks for keeping us up to date on this important issue.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me.
Laurel White is the state capitol reporter for Wisconsin Public Radio News. She joined us today to talk about Governor Evers' call to renegotiate the deal with Taiwan-based electronics company Foxconn. Foxconn says they are still committed to working and setting up a manufacturing plant in Wisconsin, and Republican legislators want to see the deal as initially negotiated go through in the future.